Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona nkosazana, sawubona kalimambo, siyajabula ukuthi siphinde sibe nawe, siphinde sihlangane ngokuhle ngoba akukho kunye sihlangana ngakho la, sihlangana ngokuhle bazalwane. Emveni ke kwengoma ezimbili ngizothanda ke ukuthi usherele abomama bebabungaza yesterday bokuy Women's Day uyazi baphumile baye endaweni ezihlukahlukile bebahle behlobile uyazi hey kukuhle nje kukhulunywa ngembokodo kukhulunywa ngumuntu wesimame so mhlambe nawe ungasherela ukuthi bekwenzakalani benikuphi kukhulunywa ngani sicela usherele abanye abakwazanga celebrate yesterday bathi celebration yabo bazoyenza today bayihlanganise nenkonzo ya sicela nje ukuthi usherele sizwe ukuthi ke bekwenzakalani abomama ba celebrate iningizimu Afrika nje yonkana emveni kwalokho ngizo dedela ke usisimo bese usithulela i word of encouragement yathola ke amazwi azokuvuselela ngaphambi kokuthi ungene evikini elisha
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet join this life on 657 AM
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Sismo?
Ahe, Sismo.
Okay, ngithi yo uhambile.
No, angihambanga, bengisamamele i-advert.
Okay, all right. Siyakubingelela, siyakwamukela, sibonge kakhulu ukuthi unathi nakulolu suku.
Ngiyabonga, ngibingelele kusibahle ngibingelele nokubalaleli egameni lika Jesu. And happy Women's Day doing but we're still celebrating until the end of the month.
Bona wa ri tsakir wa re tseba rona hore celebration ya rona ha ifele.
No, busy man, we are designed uniquely and beautifully by the Lord.
Yes, and re iketsetsa ba re di ntotsa ntle di iketsetsa ke re.
Bona ha re senye na we don't dig again. Have fun and what is encouraging is that we have fun in the
Yes. Okay, bo unqamukile kancane. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya bese ke before rekena mo wena no lika yesterday.
So yesterday I unfortunately we lost one of our great intercessors so we had to be at a funeral to bid her farewell but what was beautiful about her funeral Coco Pindela is that she left us a great legacy. Her funeral was like a revival because ugogo bekasifundise ukuthandaza. So bahle I remember her beautiful memories with her Ria go to Prayer Mountain. Mm. She would come to see we have conferences. Esontweni when we've got conferences, when we've got prayer meeting, Coco Pindela will always be sitting calling us Buntombi, you know, you feel like a little girl around her.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, I spent most of the day yesterday celebrating her life together with other believers. And I also logged online to konzalibazalwane babangwe online in the evening. It was just a beautiful observation of how the Lord has been touching women by reviving the giftings and the callings in them. So it was such a beautiful day yesterday to commemorate Women's Day.
Sithi nje umoya wakhe awuqhubeke ulale ngokuthula kugogo. Oh, bengikhuluma nawe off. I thought ukuthi ubaba.
ugogo.
Ah, siyambonga ugogo. Yeah, ngiyacabanga ukuthi nje kuningi nikufundile kuyena. Ngoba ngithi bathi indlela ibuzwa kwabaphambili, so ngiyazi ukuthi ke nincelile that wisdom from her. Umsebenzi wakhe uwenzile ela emhlabeni. Okay, sis Mo, singaqhubeka ubabingelele emakhaya bese ke usinikeza a word of encouragement.
Ngiyabonga sisibathe to Radio Pulpit family members wherever you are. Ke le dumedisha ka le bitswele le matla la morena Jesu. Ke dumedisha different you know leaders in the churches bo mamuruti bo the deacons ba dikereke tsa go fapa fapana. Encouraging you to continue to raise the flag high of women leadership, Kidimedisha, all the women that are in corporate spaces, that are holding positions of leadership in different companies, Kidimedisha, but Telejika Mukababu, Triba Radio Pulpit, Molivitongel Paming Lamarana Cheso. So, what today, actually, even last week and this week, I don't know why the Lord keeps, you know, encouraging in, or prompting in my heart to encourage somebody who's been through the most and whose history is not the most pleasant. And so, you know, sometimes we concentrate on people who are doing so well.
Yeah.
And we forget that real life also happens, you know, in unpleasant ways. Woman, with a story that it's recorded among the heroes of faith. But her storyline was not the pleasant one. Her name is Rahab. If you read the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse number 31, by faith, the hallowed Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spices with peace. But, you know, in Tenkaga, it's especially good to eat by William Kaza, good to Begamuntunjani. You know, if happiness is unir Rahaba with spade, you know, Ibulalaka, the negative side of Rahab, and yet is telling the end of the story that was beautiful. You know, sometimes ungatumangendlela ethize lengasimnandi lengabukeki emphakathini. You know, mhlambe siya kuma women's celebration now. You don't even want to mix with other women because your storyline asiqalanga kamnandi. But uRahaba uyasincourage. When you listen to this story, Rahab is treated with the heroes of faith in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, because of what she did. And if you visit the book of Joshua, chapter number 2, from verse number 8, Rahab is testifying to them. Rahab is telling them what she knows God to be able to do. Nani yambeka phansi mhlambe uye lozokufakazela ngankulunkulu lowana uthi uyamkhonza but mhlambe ungakacapheli imsebenzi yakhe emihle empilweni yakho. URahaba is telling these guys, we know your God has opened the Red Sea. We know your God. We know that he took you out of Egypt and allowed you to cross a Red Sea dry. You know, there are people that when they're looking at us, they can see what God is doing through our lives. And I just want to encourage you. You are the Rahab who's seeing the greatness of what God is doing. And you don't even think that your life will end up great. I am here to encourage you. Your life may be packaged among the heroes of faith because the end of the story might be so greater than how your life began. You know, so especially today I was encouraging a young girl who happened to be in a space where she's not happy about the decision that she has made. She's full of regret, she's full of pain. And I looked at her and I said, baby girl, I don't condone what you have done, but I'm here to tell you that I love you and I'm here to stand with you because I'm careful to observe that God might be crafting something great about your future. And you needed to pass this road of life that will teach you that you need to trust in God and God alone. I'm here to encourage somebody who says, no, sister, no, you don't know. I don't need to know the bad history about your life. All I'm here to tell you is that you can turn it around. You can receive a testimony and not only receive the spice and the testimony of what God has done through Israel, but you can also be a partaker of the great, you know, revelation by just giving and committing your life anew to story around and make you a living testimony that will turn even other people's lives around. Maybe you're carrying a testimony just is in a container that doesn't look pleasant to other people. You know, I like what Rahab did to these guys. She a great miracle that was about to happen. I don't want to risk my life, you know. I need to protect my life and my family. But this woman had a revelation of who God is, to an extent that even he, the people were sent by God. She's so welcoming. She said she's a container of God's blessing. It's just that Ibu Gaganga Shishelinda when you're wrong, and I see wrong Linda. You are a right candidate to preach the gospel to other people. You just need to turn your life around and give it to God, for God to even use you in a mighty and a greater way. Mkambu, you are the next conference speaker that God has. Mkambu, Nkuluma, so unemtana oge wakusugumeza. Because when you look at the life of your children, can't you know God is crafting a testimony or is crafting a great sermon through that experience that you go through as a woman with a child who's troublesome. The other day, as much I was listening to this woman, I was born from a Christian family. Now, my mother for 3-4 weeks. And what encouraged me is that when life had dealt harshly with me, my relationship of same sex, and when life had dealt harshly with her, she decided to go back home. At Magafige Kaya Bazali Bam welcome and again Zangaluto. And today that woman is the one who's giving hope to the hopeless. She's rehabilitating those who are in drugs and those who are in prostitution. And for other people to learn from her and be delivered from their own issues through her testimony. Mkhambe, you are a testimony making. You are a testimony unfolding. Don't give up. Don't condemn yourself. Just rise up and say, God, here am I. Here am I. Mold my life and make me anew into my life, and I want you to change my storyline. Let it be a storyline that will bring glory and that will bring honor to your holy name. You may be saying, Esusmo, you don't understand, man. Yami imbega cool, and so gunemteni lesu siti masibuka today. They are in pain because nafiga ngabane a relationship nababwale lakaya. That family situation is so bad now because of me. Lalela, it doesn't matter how bad it may look in the eyes of man. God was crafting a testimony. Magushumayela wena izo sesha izwakale le ndaba yakho. Go bolela wena taba ga go tlofithlela ba ba dirang tseo di dirileng. Bonolo go feta ge bolela ke batho ba le reng a seta ba fita mo wena o fitileng gona. Motlhomongwe Modimo a ka ba o berekise gore the very family that you are crying about, that Modimo may reconcile that family. But all you need to do, don't be a coward, be a hero in that storyline and say, gore ke be a hero ke tlhoka Morena Jesu a tsene ka ratulo yaka and change my storyline. This wonderful afternoon, I just want to encourage Mlale Lukuti, be that Rahab who's courageous to hide the spies and change your storyline and appear on Hebrews chapter 11. Mukhomwe re ka berebola la ka Hebrews chapter 11 of our time. It's a chapter where you'll be changing. Guys, don't give up because your story did not start well. Continue to press on towards the mark of the high calling. And may the Lord bless you. Amen. May the Lord do you good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yo, sis Mo. Ngempela singabantu kumele sikhumbule ukuthi i-past yakho is not your story. I-part nje of your journey, and it doesn't define ukuthi ubhekephi uma ungumuntu ikakhulukazi uma uhamba noNkulunkulu into ebalekile kakhulu la ukuthi lendlela okuyona lapho usindisiwe ungumama usindisiwe ngubaba usindisiwe ngumuntu omusha usindisiwe yila uqala khona ukubhala your life noma ngathi uNkulunkulu already sekayazi ukuthi iplan seyikhona ukuthi izimpilo zethu zizohamba kanjani so thina nje ukuthi sibhekise amehlo ethu kuJehova okwakudala sikiyeke sikushiye emuva and then siphokophele phambili. Thank you so much sis mom. Now umyalezo la uphuma ku Kisiras or Kisiras. Uthi greetings sis Bahle and Pastor Mariana uthi happy Women's Day and happy Women's Month. You are a blessing to us.
Sis mom.
Yeah. Ubhekiswe na kuwena loyo myalezo. Siyabonga kakhulu. Utholakala kanjani mhlambe ko social media, ko WhatsApp izinto ezinjalo?
Ku Mariana Gari ku Facebook bangani inbox abalaleli. On WhatsApp is 082-3939-598 and God bless you. Thank you so much, Sibahle.
Yebo, asiphinde futhi sihlangane evikini elizayo. Angikhiphe la ngoMarvin Sapp uthi keep holding on.
You can now listen to Radio Pulpit from Silverby to Sandfontein to Sydney. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.